It's just after 9 o'clock. Time for 30-minute theatre.
We present Pairing Off by Alma Cullen, with Andrew Keir as Angus and Juliet Cadzo as Jeanette. Pairing Off.
This is a devastated area.
Not devastated, surely.
Oh, this is Disaster Park, I'm telling you. What do you think these are? They're craters. What we have here is a rape of the landscape.
You have a colourful turn of phrase, Miss Lammert.
Honest? I've seen nothing like this since the Russian Navy came in, and there's some excuse for them. It's all nationalised.
I've some new shoes. I maybe stood too long at the weekend.
In a pool of acid rain, by the look of things. Either that or you've been meddling again.
Not guilty.
Is that a fact?
Well, I might just have eased the pressure a little.
I've told you before, Mr. Doig. What have I told you? Lay off the DIY on your feet.
Sorry.
Chiropody's a job for the professional. What did you say your job was?
Sell books.
It can't be that, then. Unless you're given to dropping them frequently. Well, you look at these pressure points. Have you tried the exercises?
Sorry.
That was us making real headway. Then you go and leave it for 3 months.
Ah, yes, mea culpa. I couldn't be sure of keeping appointments. I think I said that my personal life has been in some confusion.
No better, eh?
It may be better in the long term. Who knows? At least the break has come.
Did your wife not have a yen for the West Coast?
She had many a yen, really. But yes, certainly. It seems she finds the light in Newton Stewart particularly inspiring.
She religious?
No, she paints. Watercolours. My son's the religious one. Another worry. I may have mentioned that.
Hold tight here, will you? Oh, we're onto the hard skin. If this was a road surface, they'd have the warning lights going. That's it.
I'd have come sooner, only you were fully booked. You're a popular girl.
I've done okay, I suppose. Past tense, please note.
Alas, yes, you're leaving. They told me at reception when I rang. Final appointments this week.
Right, I'm off. A farewell to feet, that's me. Oh, who wants to spend the rest of their life prospecting for verrucas?
Pity. I'd hoped to renew our encounters. I've always found them bracing, and I'd made a resolution to take more care.
Best I can do is get Phyllis at reception to slide you onto Sandra's list. What did you use on these corns?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps a safety razor blade. Sterilized.
Yeah, I'd have said a Black and Decker myself. None too clean.
Oh, Miss Lamont.
Okay, sorry. Oh, just joking. Oh, must be the excitement. Wedding nerves.
Oh, the wedding. I gather, what do you call him?
Ricky.
Ricky finally took the initiative.
The initiative is not what Ricky takes on the whole. Not with women, anyway. Cover, possibly, and offence quite a lot, really, but not the initiative. No, it was his lawyer in the end. Cat out of the bag. Divorce final.
Oh, lawyers.
Is that sore?
Bearable.
I'm obliged to be firm, Mr. Doig.
I do. I'm ready. I can't believe you've not had other chances.
None that didn't make feet seem like a better option, I can tell you till now. Wee sting here, Mr. Doig. Okay.
Fine.
Good. That's better off than on, eh? No, it's a realistic arrangement, Ricky and me. No illusions.
Illusions. My wife and I were a long time losing ours.
I'll be good for his image, too, now I can come out in the open. It's been 5 years under the counter for me.
As long as that?
Well, there was his wife and his kids. The old story. But just watch me take my place next to him in the director's stand at the match on Saturday.
He's a football enthusiast.
He owns And the team. Well, practically. Collinton Rovers, relegated last season, promoted this.
I am not a devotee myself.
Oh, then you won't know his reputation.
I can't recall.
Bit of a hellraiser, actually.
Oh, really?
No, at his age, he can't raise it very far. Just lifts the flap a bit, really. Men don't seem to know when they start looking daft, do they? That's where I come in.
To save him from himself, you mean?
If you like. He's quite an innocent for all his carry-on, especially in business. Whereas me, I can spot a phony a mile off.
And how about emotionally speaking?
Emotionally speaking, Mr. Doig, I'd say I'd helped quite a few men out of nappies and into rompers, then watched them wave goodbye as they crawled off from the playpen and into the distance. Oh, I've not minded on the whole. Must be the way I'm made. But this time, well, I'm not that young anymore either.
Oh, come.
Oh, no. He wants what I've got to offer, and I want what he's got to offer. Touch of comfort, reassurance, and I'm not averse to glamour either.
I wish you more luck than I had, Miss Lamont.
It's not a matter of luck.
No, we were swept off our feet to start with. 27 years down the drain.
Oh.
I tried to be constructive about her painting. I really did. And then there were my other idiosyncrasies, of course. Mm. Irritations.
There's always irritations.
Some less acceptable than others, perhaps.
Should be live and let live. As long as no one's getting trampled on.
You really think so?
Sure. Next time, don't be swept off your feet. Your feet couldn't take it anyway.
Next time. All I hope now is that autumnal calm will descend.
Autumnal calm? Nothing. You should be planning to try again.
Oh, no, no, really.
Yes, really. Now, I think we've achieved a plateau, Mr. Doig. We'll call it a day.
Ankle massage this time?
The massage is coming. What I meant was, the worst is over. Excuse me. Yes, Phyllis? Speak slowly and distinctly, will you? We don't all have the privilege of a Leith education. I am aware that I'm overrunning a little with this appointment.
Sorry,
you can tell Mrs. Gerard I shall be with her as soon as the disinfection process is complete. Oh, yes, I shall still finish on time tonight, Phyllis. You and Malcolm won't lose a moment's bodily contact. Yes, I know he's on leave from serving his country.
I'd better just go.
Stay where you are, Mr. Doig. Oh, and Phyllis. Mr. Doig, on to Sandra's list, staying well this side of histrionics. Thank you. Now, right ankle, Mr. Doig, if you please.
Oh, I had forgotten how much I enjoyed this. Miss Lamont. Miss Lamont.
Mr. Doig, what are you doing here? I have a client in my cubicle.
I know, I'm sorry. I only wanted a quick word.
A word?
But this is your last day, I believe.
Look, that woman's got a compound bunion.
And the wedding's next week.
How did you get past Phyllis?
There was no one at the desk. I think she was in the office attending to a young man.
Oh, the love bite marathon. Long goodbye. Must be getting posted again.
I felt so refreshed after our last session. Quite a new man. I took the liberty. A small gift to show my appreciation.
For me?
Sorry about the rather garish plastic carrier.
Can I look?
Please. It's only a small token.
Oh, it's a plant. It's beautiful.
It grew from seed in my conservatory. Hippiastrum equestrum.
Oh, looks like a lily, eh? These big flowers.
Well, that's what it is, really. Hippiastrum's its Latin name.
It's beautiful anyway. Oh, And the ball, see that? It's so unusual.
Oh, just a bit of Edwardian lacquer work I picked up in a street market.
Well, don't worry. I quite like second-hand things. Thanks. Now, really, I must go.
I hope Ricky approves.
Well, it's no use saying it'll look good standing on his laminated Perspex cocktail bar, or dangling over his jacuzzi, for that matter. Could be the first step in educating his taste, though.
Tell me, what style of a wedding will you have?
Style? Oh, the big spit-in-your-eye style, Mr. Doig. White as a Daz commercial. Ricky's white Jaguar, him in his white suit, the team lined up as a guard of honor in white strips, and me, oh, a rhapsody of white tulle and peau de soie. Oh, you'll see it in the papers.
Sounds like perfection, Miss Lamont.
I know what you'll be saying, Mr. Doig. You'll be saying, this is a turn-up for the book.
Well, not exactly, no.
But you'll have been expecting Sandra, correct?
I can't honestly say I was.
Oh, and how's that now? You psychic?
Not at all. I simply read the papers.
It wasn't in the papers you read.
A headline caught my eye in the newsagents. I took it from there.
Your foot bath, Mr. Doig. 2 minutes. Immersion. I'm timing you.
Yes, of course. I'd just like you to know, you have all my sympathy.
It's over there, incidentally.
Sorry?
In the corner, that lily.
Hippiastrum equestre. So it is. My goodness, it's grown, hasn't it? Magnificently.
The one thing that's come out of the last few weeks in better shape than it went in.
It's almost unfortunate.
Quite nice, though, really. Handing it back in that condition.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of accepting. Please. It's yours, Miss Lamont.
It was a wedding present, right? Well, no wedding, no present. What did you think of her, by the way?
Think of?
Ricky's wee friend in the photographs.
I've no distinct recollection.
I wish I had no distinct recollection. I wish I had total amnesia. Actually, I'm grateful to the papers. If I had not seen them myself, I might have been staring at the registrar across an empty waste of polished linoleum.
You can't mean he didn't tell you.
Oh, yes. First I knew was a front page job, just like you. Her, up to her pan-stick tide mark and fake fur, gazing deep into his tinted contact lenses. Cass and Me by Ricky Boydell. What sort of a name's Cass, for God's sake?
Short for Cassandra?
Yeah, or Castrator. I suppose you read the details.
Just skimmed, really.
Oh, well, I kept them. God knows why. Listen to this. Cass is vegetarian and anti-vivisection. Oh, so what? I could have been vegetarian and anti-vivisection for all he knew. He never asked. Wasn't me had shares in that steakhouse. Couldn't get enough red meat when he was with me. Said it fed his manhood. It's God help her, then, because his manhood didn't always respond. Not by any means. Sorry.
No, please.
Cass has this touching concern for all living things, says the jubilant Ricky, which I'm happy to say includes me. I never even think about the difference in our ages. She's 19.
I thought she looked older.
Mm. The 45-year-old soccer supremo, 45, said, these have been difficult years for me. What with the team's relegation and the breakup of my marriage and undergoing surgery. He means his hair transplant. And I don't deny I'm grateful to all those ladies who saw me through. But Cass is special.
Oh, well, all I can say is...
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't say I'm well rid of him.
You're a very attractive lady. Intelligent. Good at your job.
There aren't that many possible men around, you know.
Oh, come, Miss Lamont. Pebbles on the beach.
Dull, grey, wet, and all pretty much the same. Feet out, please. I'm glad to see there's an improvement.
An improvement?
Feet. Though it will never do anything with those buckled toes. Funny that. You see it in teenage girls.
I've made an effort. I changed to cotton mixture socks. Part of the new way of life, actually.
Have you heard from your wife?
I had an invitation to the private view of an exhibition of watercolours. It seems she's anxious for me to see the evidence of what I've been stifling in her over the years.
This hard skin's responded to discipline.
Well, I've been relentless with the pumice.
Don't overdo it. Still, you've a family.
After a fashion. My daughter's in New Zealand, and my son, well, he's joined one of these sects.
Sects?
I can't remember what it is they believe, precisely. It's all to do with arboreal energy.
Oh?
Tree power. Oh. Man losing his will as the rainforests are depleted.
Mm-hmm.
I attended a ceremony. Something oddly upsetting about seeing him in green robes, genuflecting.
Oh, there's a lot of pain around.
Still, one mustn't give up. In fact, when you read that gutter press stuff about your fiancé, a thought crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Booksellers Guild, of which I'm a member, treasurer, in fact, this year, something of an honour, really.
Oh, great.
Holds an annual dinner, to which my wife and I always went together.
Now, Mr. Doyle.
No. It's just that this year we have a rather distinguished and colourful novelist as our guest speaker. Admittedly, someone I thought not entirely suitable at first, but I was outvoted in the matter, and there is bound to be considerable press coverage. It occurs to me that it might provide the means of a little face-saving exercise for you.
Revenge, you mean?
In a small way. Nothing ungenerous or bitter.
Who's complaining?
I think I could guarantee a photograph or two in some of the better journals.
Oh?
You know the kind of thing. You, as a member of a conversational group.
Where would you be?
Discreetly in the background.
Ricky doesn't read the better journals.
I imagine copies could be left where he'd be bound to see them.
Or sent direct, perhaps, with sod you written all over them.
I believe the local television news team has shown an interest, too.
I bet your wife reads the better journals. You're a schemer, Mr. Doig.
Angus.
Jeanette. I bought this red chiffon dress for the Bangkok honeymoon. Backless. Roasted myself on the sunbed for 3 weeks to get the tan right.
The tan looks flawless to me.
Is red chiffon okay for the Booksellers Guild?
Eminently.
Nothing to lose then, is there? We'd better show him life goes on. And her.
Leave all the arrangements to me.
Not much build-up round your corns this time.
I've been unusually strong-minded.
I could go straight on to the ankle massage, if you like.
Please do. Please.
Fancy. You and me, eh?
Oh.
Okay, Phyllis, you want it, I'll give it to you. It was the whole dinner jacket bit. Oh, and the white carnation, which he grew himself. I didn't know him at first. And there was this famous writer, the so-called guest of honour, somewhat inebriated. No, more like Malcolm falling off the train from Belfast. Supposed to be making a speech, everyone saying he couldn't go on. But who got him sorted out? I did. Had him throwing up in great style in the car park. Made a terrific speech after. Well, suddenly I'm golden girl of the night, with old Angus beaming from ear to ear. Not that old, actually. And a perfect gentleman. He's bringing in all the papers to show me later in the week. Oh, find him a cancellation, will you?
Thank you.
was a triumph. This one's the best, I think.
Miss Jeanette Lamont chats to Mr. Irving Crabb about the content of his forthcoming novel. It was more about the content of his stomach and where we were going to leave it.
You were magnificent, Jeanette. Everyone thought so.
I had a good time. This is a great one of you.
You think so?
Your wife gets an eyeful of this, she'll maybe kick herself.
No, never. Although, I think she'll be surprised to see the hand of an attractive young woman resting on my arm. It looks rather proprietorial, doesn't it? As if we were a couple.
So we were. For the night. That was the deal, wasn't it?
No word from Ricky?
I bet Ricky never even saw. Too busy thrashing around under the fake fur.
I thought you intended...
Yeah, well, I thought, what the hell, didn't I?
I, on the other hand, took a certain liberty.
What liberty?
I left copies of the relevant journals in his office.
You mean at the club?
At the football ground, yes. His office, the boardroom, here and there. Oh. It was surprisingly easy to move around unchallenged. They really ought to check their security.
Anger!
I seem to have acquired a new lease of life recently. An amazing excess of energy.
Hasn't worked, though, eh?
Give it time.
I don't know if I want it to work.
I can't offer an occasion of the same social importance until October, when the Glasgow branch of the Guild hosts the International Booksellers Conference in...
What are you trying to say, Angus?
I mean, if I were to suggest another meeting, there'd be no spin-off in terms of press coverage.
Well, we've done that, haven't we?
It wouldn't be a deal.
No, it wouldn't.
In that case, I'd like you to have dinner with me. You know, that's the first time in my life I've asked a woman to dinner. Restaurants didn't feature much in courtship 30 years ago in my circles.
It's courtship now, is it?
Well...
I'll run your foot bath, and you can be flexing those buckled toes for me while you wait.
One more thing, apropos our joint operation. Did you notice that the TV item came immediately before the sports news? Which on that particular occasion included a local pre-season football report.
It's not that funny. Oh, the meal was great. The salmon, the champagne, the alpine strawberries, and the conversation. Bit of a novelty being talked to as if you were really there. So why not back to his place? Then it's no rush, a stroll in the conservatory, and a perfectly timed kiss after I'd admired his old pinks. Old pinks, their flowers. Phyllis! Coffee and brandy in the drawing room. Music, more talk. Ricky and me, him and his wife, him and me. What a tolerant girl I am. Not like his wife. Oh, God, Phyllis. Then it's... Excuse me, I'll be back in just one moment. Phyllis, if you breathe a word of this, I'll tell everyone what you got up to when Malcolm was in the Falklands.
Jeanette!
Phyllis, he's here. You're supposed to stop people at the desk.
No, I nipped up the stairs. She was preoccupied talking to you, I imagine.
Not out of 10, Phyllis. You, out.
No, please.
Out. I've had enough of you, and I'm expecting a client.
Not until 11 o'clock.
He might come early.
Then Phyllis will detain him.
Phyllis is even now ringing for someone to remove you.
2 minutes.
Not 2 seconds.
I'm sorry. It was a misunderstanding.
Dead right. You'll never get the marks off your carpet either.
Sorry?
Your bit of old Persia, where I dropped the brandy and the coffee and the half-smoked Havana.
It doesn't matter about any of that. Oh, when all's said and done, it's quite harmless.
It's very peculiar, and I don't like it.
I thought a girl like you, a woman of the world, I even thought you'd guessed, with your understanding of feet.
Oh, looking back, I should have done. I mean the buckled toes, the pressure points, the corns in unlikely places, the ridges on the instep. But you in your good dark suit with the stripy tie and a pair of size 12 ladies' green suede stiletto shoes peeping coyly out the ends of your trousers.
Size 9.
What?
My shoes, size 9.
Really? You'll be telling me next what a problem it is finding fashionable styles.
I have them handmade, actually, now.
Well, you get out of here.
I talked to a psychiatrist once. He made a few suggestions. It's early childhood experiences, that kind of thing. And then said, why worry? It's unusual, but not offensive.
It offends me. It offended your wife.
Well, let's say she threw it in as an extra when she remembered.
I was having a good time till then.
So was I. The best time I've had in years.
I thought, this is me.
I thought the same. What an asset. A woman like you, with charm.
I'm not listening.
And business sense.
No.
Lively, interesting.
How do I know it's not corsets as well and French knickers?
I promise you, you've seen the extent of my self-expression.
Here. What's that?
What?
That car outside.
Oh, it's a white Jaguar. Just pulling up.
I'd know that engine anywhere.
There's a man getting out. A white suit and rather unlikely-looking hair.
Ricky.
He's come inside here. And he's parked illegally.
That's Ricky. Oh, couldn't resist, eh? Oh, he'll have had those pictures on his mind all week.
I'd better go.
Phyllis? Is that right? My next appointment, a Mr. Collins. Oh, we're into false names now, are we? Sure it's not a Mr. Don Juan or a Mr. Lothario. Well, you tell him to hang on, will you? That's right. Hang on to his little anti-vivisectionist. Rats needs that kind of protection. Now, you go too.
My wife telephoned earlier this morning.
Not interested.
I suspect she too had been mulling over the reports of the guild dinner.
Don't remind me.
She suggested she might come back intermittently.
Good idea. Great. Why not?
I said, what about her watercolors and the perfect light in Newton Stewart?
That's Ricky away. Now you.
She said, judging by the way her private view was received, they're not ready for her in that part of the world.
Out.
I said her watercolors were unimaginably terrible in any part of the world.
Oh, <my God. laughs> One thing. Just one thing.
Anything. I'll go back to the psychiatrist.
Oh, no.
I'll make you a partner in the business. You can give up feet. Except mine, of course, if you wouldn't mind.
Listen. Angus.
Yes, Jeanette.
If you must wear heels, lay off the stilettos. They're death to your arches, believe me. And no straps over the instep either. Handmade or no handmade, you'll get permanent indentations. Also, you could try slash toe caps. You might correct some of that buckling. I suppose you could paint your nails if you fancied it, though that's as far as I'm prepared to go. That is the limit, I promise you, the absolute limit.
In Pairing Off by Alma Cullen, the part of Jeanette was played by Juliet Katso, and Angus was Andrew Keir. The play was directed by Marilyn Imrie.